Justin Wayne. That band is the Lonely H. They're from Port Angeles, Washington. If you've seen... which one was that? There was one of the horrible... I watched them all as well. I'm really embarrassed. The Twilight movies. There's one part where they go to Port Angeles to... doesn't she buy like a prom dress or something from there? And then she almost gets killed by some people. And then Edward somehow senses that she's going to get killed. And then... kicks their butt and then drives her off on a motorcycle. Right. Brilliant. It's more than you wanted to know about Twilight, I think. But that's where they're from. Great band. And always a pleasure to hear them on the show. The first song you heard of this particular hour of the show was Mr. Twist, Drink and Dial. That song. I don't think they've released that album yet. So that's still something you can only get here on the Justin Wayne Show. If you want to hear more Mr. Twist, send me an email, justinrechargeradio.com. Tell me you like them and I'll play some more because I've got a whole album's worth of awesome rockin' tunes. We're gonna move, or let's play this instead. Let's play this first. This is a rockin' song. It's called Love You Better. It's the John Solomon Band. And I should say, thanks to our friends over at Silver Sound Recordings in Silver Sound Productions, rather, in Philadelphia. And hello to Dan, who is a Recharge Radio guru, employee, one of the founding members, who now lives out in Philadelphia with his American wife. He is British, and lots of information that you may or may not want to know. But let's hear them. Let's hear the John Solomon Band first before we hear a tune from John McClellan of the Clintons. It is Love You Better here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Mystery. Anastasia left me stark nude, shining in all my glory, all the lack thereof, with a band-aid on my elbow. It's a hot summer day, I need a lemonade to cool me down, but the lemonade stand is nowhere to be found. It just occurred to me, something here ain't normal. What on earth is going on? I'm in the middle of the Mall of America, just so you know, I'm stark nude. And everybody's pointing and laughing at me, everybody that is except for you. You're standing in the doorway of Vicky's Secret, looking good and you're smiling back at me. Might I add rather seductively. Stay with me now. Things just got interesting. Well, I don't mind the people laughing, because you got to be quite possibly the most beautiful woman I think I've ever seen. But in my current situation, would you forgive me if I'm shy? You see, normally I'm not a bashful guy. Wait, what on earth am I doing? Someone tell me what's going on. I'm in the middle of the Mall of America, and just so you know, I'm still nude. And everybody's pointing and laughing at me, this except for you. You're standing in the doorway of Vicky's Secret, looking good, and you're smiling back at me. Might I add rather seductively? Well, I'm terrified to talk to you. My tongue is tied and my knees are shaking, but you don't seem to mind. I know I've never met you, but I think that I'm in love. In the middle of the Mall of America, feel awkward. This kind of thing doesn't happen every day. Wait a minute, something here is changing. Someone tell me what's going on. I'm in the middle of the Mall of America, just so you know, I'm no longer nude. And everybody that was laughing, they're long gone. It appears that I'm all alone with you. Secret hand in hand, and that's about the time I hear my alarm chime. It's time to get going. Would you have a good morning? I rather like that Mall of America.
John McClellan of the Clintons, that song, of course, Mall of America, that's where I'm from. And it was at one time the largest mall in the world. I think there's one in Japan now that's bigger. But also not very far from there was the first indoor mall. Because before malls that were indoors, they were all outside, sort of like strip malls or whatever. And that's not very far from Bloomington, which is where Bloomington, Minnesota is where the Mall of America is. Southdale, which I believe is Edina, was the first indoor mall. And then I also have visited the, but it was at one time the world's largest carpeted indoor area, which is the Bozeman City Mall. Did you know that, Jame? Yeah. Largest carpeted indoor area. Not that it would be a largest carpeted outdoor area, but sort of like largest area of congruent carpet that connects to itself. Yeah, so there you go. There's some meaningless crap you didn't want to know about malls and shopping, things like that. But that's what happens when you play stuff called Mall of America, about being naked in your dreams and then waking up and being late to work. But yes, so hope you're enjoying yourselves. I certainly am this evening. It's good to be back live. I just went home and visited my family, played some golf. We got another golf video coming up in a couple of weeks' time, as soon as I get around to editing the darn thing. And really good time. We had a fundraiser for my dad, who's the last year in a bit, but he's finally getting better, and they're just trying to take care of some of their medical bills. So we had a big fundraiser for them, and it went off really, really well. So if any of them, those people listening that were at the fundraiser, a big thank you to you for all that you've done for my folks and for my family. It's amazing. So I really appreciate that. And someone anonymously donated $1,000 on, we had a website up for a while. It's not up anymore, so don't go looking for it. Someone anonymously donated $1,000. So whoever you are out there, if you were listening to the show, or I don't know how you would have found it, thank you very much. And you really, you know, shocked my entire family. We were all talking about it. And, it was amazing. So thank you very much to all of you for those things. And in the spirit of that, this year I'm going to properly do Movember. I haven't talked to Jamie about this yet, but I'm going to run the 3K this year, and I'm going to properly shave my beard on the 1st of November. 5K. Okay. I have to train a little bit harder for a 5K. But yes, so I'll start training very, very soon in the next week or so, and going to run the 5K at the end of Movember and grow a mustache. So we need mustache suggestions to justin@rechargeradio.com and let me know what kind of mustache I should grow. I've sort of been growing my beard out bigger and bigger because I kind of like it.
You have to shave it all out.
It has to be gone, yes. I read the rules last year, and apparently, what I did last year, I didn't run it last year either. So that was sort of like strike one. And then strike two is I didn't shave on 1st of November and then grow, which is what you're supposed to do. I like grew from, I don't know, sometime in the summer, and then my regular beard. And at the end of the month, like 2 days before, I shaved, or no, on the day, I think I shaved into this wicked, horrible mustache thing, which you've probably seen. If you go to justinwayneshow.com, you can see that on the page down on the right hand side. You'll see the videos. You can watch that video if you like, of us at Movember last year. So I'm gonna do it properly this year, and we'll have to figure out what kind of mustache I'm going to have, and and we'll see if we can get some sponsors for. And if you didn't know, Movember is for male cancer. It sort of started as a testicular cancer charity, but it's sort of spread to all. It's spread like cancer to all different men's cancer research and men's cancer awareness. So that's what we'll be doing it for. Very excited about that. And I know Rowley does it every year, and I know a couple of other Association of Music Podcasting people do it. And so we'll pass around pictures. I'll make sure I post loads of stuff on the website. And Snidely Whiplash. Who's... Oh, that sounds really familiar. I should know that. I'm not very culturally, you know. Who's Snidely Whiplash, Jamie? Producer Jamie? No, you're not even going to look it up for me? Awesome. Right. Let's play some music. This man, I'm soon to be leaving my teaching post to go back to school for electronic publishing, because I've been so inspired by podcasting and broadcasting and all that sort of good stuff. Going back to school, and this man is also a teacher, so this one goes out to all of you in the teaching and educational professions out there. I feel for you. It is a tough age to be teaching young people, especially, you know, seeing young people bash in stores down my street and then walk back into class again on Tuesday. It was interesting. But yes, this is Jay Breuer, and this tune is called These Dreams. To all of you educational professionals.
Let question that I had you back here, and I haven't thought of you since. And now this crazy dreaming has gotten me believing that I'm not over you yet. The part of me that's doing best is the part you never had a hand in. And I'm stuck with these thoughts that I've had enough of. Please exit out the back of my mind. While you were sleeping, as still as the ocean on a stormy morning. And what about today? I woke up with too much bed beside me, staring at the space you used to keep. When all of this dreaming
at rechargedradio.com. her down by the coffee shop. She tells me everything you want to know. She tells me everything you did today. From the letter to the champagne. She is watching move from the capital to Uluru. She is Moscow, she's a satellite. She is everything we ever die for. You and I, you and I, we don't need love. To the car, you to the stereo. We've had everything we used to know. We are looking out on the TV. From Mother Africa to Tennessee. I show you something that I wanna be. It's really something that you wanna see. You and I, you and I, we don't need love.
Not just then, Isaac's Aircraft, Zach of the band is going to be on with us next week talking about that album, which is Two is a Crowd, and the new album, or the new single, which is coming out called Mathematics on the 26th of September. And yeah, so cool stuff. And I do appreciate listening to the show. If you haven't yet, I've just put it up. So if you haven't, you may not have yet. Head over to thejustinwayneshow.com and vote 1 hour or two. I need to figure it out what we're going to be doing in the next weeks and months. I think the second hour will still be mine to do with what I wish, but I think the podcast itself will be the first. I'm thinking that we're going to move to move back to the podcast itself being the first hour and the second hour being something a little different, whether that is, you know, something that's bi-monthly and we put, you know, demo shows from other Recharge Radio, you know, potential presenters in there, or we put something like an old Justin Wayne show, or we can put a long part of an interview in there as well, things like that, because I've been told by quite a few people now that 2 hours is too long for a podcast, so we need to find some way to trim it down and differentiate a little bit. So that's that. Unless you don't like that. If you don't like that idea, you think, no, keep the 2 hours, please tell us. Go to thejustinwayneshow.com. The left-hand side is a voting thing where you can vote for 1 hour or two. So let me know what you think. We've got some Skype / phone ringing happening in the flat. So let's get Chuck on another show, another show, perhaps another song. Let's hear from a band, very interesting band called Icarus the Owl, And let's hear The Extortionist. They're from, we'll hear it right now on The Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. I'd just like to say, yes, I'm aware these two songs don't fit together, but I don't care.
Hear 'em squeal. Well, it's a big fork.
Big fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I keep it in my pocket right next to my thigh. People get too close, you get poked in the eye. Stick it in a socket, get electrified. I like my pork cracklings deep fried. Well, in my waistband going down the water slide, it's a big fork. Put on my purse when I go outside, well, it's a big fork.
Yeah, yeah.
It's long and skinny like the legs of a stork. It's a big fork.
Big fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna reach across the table and snag your pork with my big fork.
Big fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's long and shiny and it's made out of brass. And if you try to take them, I'll kick your ass. One thing gets me through a hell of a meal. And you can hear them squeal.
There's only two people in this world that can touch my big fork. And she's in rehab.
What do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta be sharp and touch when it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it's a pig fork.
Pig fork.
When it's a pig fork. Well, it's a big fork, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a big, 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 big,
big. You're listening to Recharged Radio.
I'm feeling all right, despite my better judgment. Turning me off. Instead, you're turning me on. I'm feeling alright, despite my better judgment. 'Cause I just want your body. I just want your body. Turning me on, I'm feeling all right, despite my better judgment. 'Cause I just want your body, I just want your body, I just want your body, I just want your body.
Stop, stay alive, whoa. your car as a shelter resource, cause the outside world is just a mess up at heart. So you stare at the steering wheel, humming a song that reminds you of a time when everything didn't feel so wrong. Set the car and drive to the second you leave, you will feel alright. And it might take a while to get up out of this place, but you got time on your side and a smile on that beautiful face.
That was Hannah Spiro in another really poor transition between songs there. Before that was Hot Fiction, I Just Want Your Body. We also heard Pig Fork by Imperial Rooster back there, right after Icarus the Owl's tune, The Extortionist. Let's playing some music. That's what we do here in the Dustin Wayne Show. And looking at perhaps packing this into an hour each week, shortening the podcast, and then going off with something different. So let us know what you think about that right at thejustinwayneshow.com. On the right, left-hand side, you will see a little vote place. So vote. Do it. Do it now. Do it now. Get to the chopper. But that was Hannah Spiro. We're going to play another female artist while we have a few more minutes left of this show before Island Music Show. For Rodrigo de Sá's birthday show, happy birthday to you. It's the birthday song, right? Because if you sing the actual birthday, happy birthday to you, but you have to like pay for the licensing of that song. Ridiculous. But Hattie Snooks is the next tune. This is a great song. It's called Jericho here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
I can blow my horn, bang my drum, but you won't crumble or even weaken at the knee. Oh, I touch you and you're stone. You're just so cold to me, and I long to keep you warm, but you say, let me be. Oh, Jericho, must you build yourself so tall? Oh, Jericho, you like to came to a break. There's no army behind me, it's just me, and I wanna be the one who's got you falling to the ground. So I'll sing my song, sing it all night long, just to prove you wrong, cause you're not that strong. I wanna see you breaking at the sound. Oh, I touch you and you're stone. You're just so cold to me, and I long to keep you warm, but you say, let me be. Oh, Jericho, must you build yourself so tall? Like talking to a brick wall. La da da da, la da 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 da, la da da da, la da 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 da.
Right! That was a song. That was a song. That's a great tune. Jericho, Hattie Snooks. This has been the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much for listening. And hello to Caleb Travers, who just joined us in the chat room. We played your song earlier, Caleb. You missed it. Sorry. You'll have to listen next time when we play it. If you come back next time, we'll play it again. It's all right. We like to do that for artists. They turn up in the chat room, we play their music. Why not? It's fun. And then I play something that they might like, judging their song that they've had played. Anyway, happy birthday to Rodrigo de Sá. If you don't, he may be in the chat room. If he's not in the chat room, it's rorodrigo@rechargeradio.com. Send him a little birthday message. That'd be really cool. He is, I don't know how old he is. I have no idea. I think he's older than me. And I'm just a shade under 30. So I think he's a little bit older, not much older than me. But yeah, I also heard that Imperial Rooster may have released an album and not told us and not sent us a single. So I just cursed them out on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheImperialRooster. They're brilliant. And yeah, so thanks very much for listening this week. And I will be back next week live as well as I should be. So there you go. We'll see you next week. Oh, it's big launch of football. American football starts tomorrow. Woohoo! The wife and I have a fantasy football team, and I will share with you all of that stuff next week here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. This song goes out to Rodrigo de Sá. It's Hamlet Sweeney. It's a perfect day. This is for you, Rodrigo, for your birthday on the Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio.
On a perfect day, yeah, the water takes my cares away and I'm smiling, feeling so good, and everything's real, everything's right, no shadows in this morning light, just sunshine and sand in my shoes. A perfect day starts with you smiling, shining like the sun rays. Yes, I'm here now, forever and a day. It's gonna be good, it's gonna be real. From here on in, I know I feel so alive now. Because a perfect day starts with you smiling, shining like the sun. Step for you, and I will see you through.
Radio 4 Independent Music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.